Will you help me welcome to the stage my guys? Gentlemen, if you'll join us. We are gonna do a song that I hope is not in any way tempting fate. It's called Let It Rain. I wrote it, we were on the road in, where were we?
Oklahoma.
We were in Oklahoma in like August, and it was a million degrees, and it started pouring, and I was with my whole band. It was just a bunch of guys, and we were all trapped on a bus, a tour bus, and it was a really old tour bus, and the air conditioning only worked if it was running, if we were moving. So it was literally, we were on cement, just a sea of cement. It's pouring rain, and it's that rain that's kind of sideways, so you have to close all the windows. And we're just all sitting in there looking at each other, sweating so badly. And I just thought, this is not the most ideal situation. So anyway, I went up to the front of the bus, and I escaped in writing, and I wrote this next song. But I don't in any way mean to call it from the skies. So hopefully nobody's listening to me right now up there.
Let it rain.
I got to tell you, the last time I played an outdoor event in kind of this muggy weather was at the Minnesota Zoo a couple of years ago. And since I was a kid, I have, you know how some people will walk around and no matter what temperature, no matter what kind of bugs, nothing seems to bother them, they don't get eaten. That's not me, I'm the other guy. And while I was playing that first song, a mosquito went into my nose. So at some point, I may melt down and run out of here screaming or just ask to borrow somebody's bug spray. So just in case, I have some right now, but it may, I didn't think to spray the inside of my nose. Silly me. Farmer blow, that would be ladylike. My mother would be very proud.
What if you thought I was perfect? If you stopped on the street just to look? If I was the girl they all wanted to be, I wonder would I still be me? What if I could be the smartest? If I had all the answers to life? If no one had ever met somebody like me, I wonder would I still be someone that I like?
Sometimes you have a bad day and you want to go home and talk about it, and then you have those days where you don't want to talk about it. This is a song about one of those days where you just want to drink red wine till daylight. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Go ahead, leave the bottle, baby. Got a feeling it's gonna be one of those nights. Don't leave the light on, don't wait up. If I get my way, I'll be in no shape to kiss you goodnight. Drinking red wine into daylight. Leave us alone, it's gonna be alright. Sometimes you wanna sort your thoughts out, but other times you just wanna drink into the daylight. I got these doubts following me around. Matter where I go, when I stop, they are there. I gotta do something before I lose my mind. I'm gonna drink this bottle till I know.
This next song that we're going to do is a song that we got the chance to be able to play a lot because it was chosen to be in one of the Grey's Anatomy episodes a while ago, a season or two ago now. And so I sat down to watch it. I was very excited. I mean, I still am not quite sure how it happened, but I wanted to see for myself to make sure that it was indeed the right information that I had gotten. And so, you know, I sat down, I had some people over, and we're watching TV, and we're waiting, and all of a sudden the screen goes black, and I think, you know, this is a two-hour episode, so I was really expecting to not hear the song for a while. But the screen goes black, and all of a sudden, the beginning of my song comes on to open the show, and I'm freaking out, but I'm trying to be quiet so I can hear it or whatever. And the screen goes from black to like exploding ambulance doors. And I know there are kids around, so I'm going to try and not be as gory as I would like to be. But if you've seen Grey's Anatomy, it can be pretty realistic. So the doors fly open and people are being attended to by the doctors and the nurses. And it's a quite realistic thing. And it's all chaos. And I'm watching this and it's all to a song that I wrote that has nothing to do with sickness or blood or guts or... really, it's one of my less dramatic songs. And I was like, this is awesome. There is no way that this song is ever going to have as much impact unless I can travel and tour and have a screen come down behind me right before I start playing the song, and then I'll start playing and you can see for yourself how awesome it was. But since the budget wasn't there this time, I'm just gonna ask you to, you know, close your eyes and recall your grossest injury that you've ever seen, and let me serenade you through that. The song is called Emily. Speaking of more of the dramatic songs, this next one is a song that could be a stalker song. I like to think it's a love song, a truly committed love song. But you know, you can judge for yourself. It's called Help Me.
Thank you.
Oh, are you Doug? Hi, Doug.
Lights are flashing on the highway. Wonder if we're gonna ever get home. Wonder if we're gonna ever get home tonight. Everywhere the water's getting rough. Best intentions may not be enough. Get home tonight. If you break down, I'll drive out and find you. If you forget my love, I'll try to remind you. I'll stay by you. Don't come easy. Don't know nothing except change of color. Year after year, all we do is under. Time keeps moving from a crawl to a run. Gonna ever get home. You're out there walking on the highway, and all of the signs got blown away. Sometimes you wonder if you're moving in the wrong direction. But if you break down, I'll drive out and find. Drive out and find you. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce my band to you if I could. On drums, this is Matt Navachis. And on bass, that's Jeff Bailey. And I hope you don't mind, Matt, but I do have to tell this story. Matt's a little uncomfortable with being in the wilderness. He's a city boy. And so on the drive over last night, we came over kind of late last night, he was worried about ticks. He was like, I think you were asking kind of jokingly, like, at least they don't have ticks, right? And we were like, well, I think everywhere where there are trees and grass and, you know, there are ticks, right? There are ticks right now. So he's just randomly needing tick checks, yeah, just to make sure nothing is burrowing. And I think you're going to be okay under here.
I wish I felt that way.
This next song is a song about standing up for yourself when you're tired of being in something that is mistreating you. Someone is mistreating you, and you've decided, I think I'm worth more than this, so I'm going to go ahead and leave now. If you can relate to that, then this song is for you.
Think I'm gonna do this my way, and I won't ask you. Not gonna wait until you give the okay. I'm alright with consequences, better than these fences, straddling the great unknown or playing it safe. I won't behave and I won't sit down. Not gonna stick around. Listen as you make your case. Been stealing my light, feeding me lies. Now you're gonna watch me walk. This is the part where I start taking over. Why should I let you decide? Life is too short. Take a vacation, don't need a destination. Anywhere is fine as long as there's an absence of you. And I won't hang around waiting till you suffocate me. Cause it's the only thing that you know how to do. I won't behave and I won't sit down. I'm gonna stick around to listen as you make your.
Thank you. My guys are going to take a quick break, and then they're going to be back out in a minute. it's going to just be you and me for a couple songs. Are you guys having fun so far? Good. I feel far away, but it looks pretty beautiful out where you are, so that's good news. I can't bring everything over there. You could come closer. You can come closer if you want. I'm not afraid. I have a new CD. It's coming out in September 21st, I think. And that's going to be another full-length CD. I have CDs here today as well. But I also am releasing a solo piano and voice CD because I do a lot of touring just solo. And so, you know, sometimes when you hear somebody and you enjoy the experience, you want to get what you just saw. And so I wanted to make sure it was available. So that's all going to come out in September. And I hope you'll go to the website and check it out, and you'll be able to listen to it and see what you think. So I'm going to do a song that I'm sure you guys cannot relate to, but just be glad that it didn't happen to you. It's a song about a conversation that I had with a bartender. And I may or may not have had a couple too many, but it was what needed to happen. So my mom doesn't like this song, but she's not here today, so I'm going to sing it anyway. It's called Bartender.
Bartender, another, make it a double. I can't go home, I'm in some kind of trouble. Started so innocently, turned to sin. I can't get out, I am too deep in. Good friends and a loving companion. Well, take a hard look and pay real close attention. Give it all away with reckless abandon on a pair of caramel eyes. I found out how quickly I learned to lie. Judge me till you walk a mile in my shoes. Things aren't always as they seem. 'Cause being with him was like falling asleep. Going home was like waking from some kind of dream. The kind that you hope never ends. But real life is not something I can suspend. Bartender, another, make it a double. I can't go home, I'm in some kind of trouble. What started so innocently turned to sin. I can't get out, I am too deep.
Thank you. What's that? Oh, sorry. Cry it out. Just get it out. Oh, got it. At least you're not having the farmer blow them through your nose. I'm going to do one more song. I'm going to do one more song by myself, and then the guys are going to come back out. This song is a song I wrote kind of at the end of the summer. It was one of those magical summers where it seems every weekend it's a beautiful night, and you're with your friends, and you just don't want winter to come. But everybody's got to go back to school and work and their lives, and so it's kind of a song about saying goodbye temporarily, knowing you're going to see them again, so it's not too sad. It's just a little goodbye for now. Driving down the highway, saying goodbye to it all. In between the blues and greens, we're following the call that takes us so far away. Our summer's sunny days, I'm missing you already. I can still see your face. Sitting underneath the stars with a cold beer and old friends, talking till the sun comes up, then we do it again. Well, you've become a part of me that I never want to lose. Till we come back together, no, I'll be missing you. Well, I can hear us laughing, I remember every part. I've got everything we ever did, it's tattooed on my heart. There's a cold wind coming in, blowing us apart. Till the summer brings us back, know you got a piece of my heart. Till the summer brings us back, you've got. Watching your taillights fading out of my sight, feeling like the sun just lost a little bit of its light. You left your memory to linger, the new memories to start. Till the summer brings us back, know you got a piece of my heart. Till the summer brings us back, you've got. Gentlemen, are you still there, or did you go get drunk somewhere?
Uh-oh.
No, we've got a long drive. That's not going to happen. All right, there's a new song that I wrote that we're going to do for you that we haven't played in. We played it once in St. Cloud. We had a show last month in St. Cloud, and then we left and we went to Japan to do a tour. And we didn't do it there, and so it's been a while, and I'm a little nervous to play it, but we're going to play it because it's the only way to stop being nervous about it. You just have to actually do it. So I'm just going to rock it out. All right. It's called Flying Solo. Thank you. Okay. I grew up in Detroit. I live in Minnesota now. But I've been here for almost 10 years. And one thing I miss is all of the gospel music that's in Detroit that you can't escape and you don't really want to, really. I'm not sure where I stand with all of the beliefs of everything religious, but I do think that there could be a little more room for love and acceptance, and so that's about what I believe in at this point. And so this next song is a song that kind of comes from the roots of the gospel from growing up and my personal kind of struggle to find out what I feel like is true, and it's called Born Again.
I came from my mother the first time, but I was told I didn't get it just right. I needed to be born twice. And then I know where I'd go when I die. So I got down on my knees. With my whole heart, I cried, please. I don't think anyone heard me. That's why. Born again, again. Don't wanna bathe in blood. Don't wanna be forgiven. I wanna be born again, again. To live my life, I would rather take my chances. Knew this boy at school, and we laughed so much, and all of his secrets I knew, but his father took him someplace new, because he said to love a boy was something that his son would not do. So I got down on my knees. With my whole heart, I cried, please. I don't think anyone heard me. That's why I wanna be born again, again. Don't wanna bathe in blood. Don't wanna be forgiven. I wanna be.
Elementary. Thinking about you, wondering what I gotta do just to keep you in my life, yeah. Show you that I can do right, cause I've been playing games and acting crazy, saying maybe I'll go, maybe I'll stay, but I've been thinking it over, and I wanna start over. What I gotta do? I think you're the kind of man, yeah. One who might understand how to keep me coming back. All right. You got me thinking about the fact that I've been playing games and acting crazy. Thank you. Thank you. We got to go, I got to go to Iraq in January to play for the troops for 2 weeks, and it was really kind of maybe the best thing that I've ever done, that I ever had the chance to do. I feel like you leave there and you just think it would be amazing if everybody could go and just spend a couple days seeing what's going on, not for any political reasons, just because there are babies over there and they are so teeny faces, they're so young that you just think like, wow, okay. And they're so far away from home, so they don't get to show people very much of what they do. And so it ends up being this really interesting days that my parents didn't enjoy it very much, because you can't, like when you're sending emails home or whatever, you can't tell anybody where you are while you're there. So I'd be like, I'm on a base somewhere in the Middle East, and you know, you can't really give any details. But we got to fly in Black Hawks and shoot things, which I could deal without that. But just, it was amazing. But when we went, I wanted to be able to give something or do something that felt a little more special than just spending, you know, a 45-minute set or something like that with them. So I wrote this song, we're going to play it for you next, and, you know, I can't even imagine what it's like to be a soldier, but I know what it's like to be far away from the people that you love. So I wrote it from the perspective of the partner of whoever is away, waiting for them, excited for them to come home. And we made it available on the website for free so that their spouses or partners or significant others could download it as well. And then I got all of these emails from soldiers and their wives and stories of how they would get online and they would listen to the song together and then they would talk about it. It was so amazing. So it ended up being a great experience for me, but also hopefully for them as well. So this song is always going to be for them, and it's called When You Come Home.
When you come home, I'll wear that dress you like. When you come home, we'll stay awake. And I'll kiss you in the kitchen, and you'll touch me in the hall, and we'll look in on our babies before we make love. When you come home, maybe we'll throw a party, maybe we won't. Up to you. I've forgotten how to breathe since you've been away from me, and I guess I need to ask you to forgive me, 'cause you're home. If I'm acting like a fool, it's 'cause you're home. This is a dream to wake me, 'cause you're home. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I've been asking God to let me see you home. When you come home, your mom will make us dinner. How well we got along, 'cause we've got something in common. We've been gone but not forgotten, and we've been counting seconds till we see you home. If I'm acting like
Thank you.
So I was having some wine, I know, shocking, with a girlfriend of mine a while ago, and we were talking about relationships, and we were wondering, if you begin a relationship in a dysfunctional way, is it doomed to always remain that way, or can you get out of that? Can you fix it, make it better, and go on to have a great life together, happy life together? And I don't know that we ever solved that problem. But we did talk for a long time about it, and I went home that night, and I was sitting at my piano, and you know, when you play music for a living, you sometimes forget why you started in the first place, that you love it, and sometimes you just have things that want to come out, and I'll spare you all the dramatic artist BS, but it's kind of true. And so I was sitting at the piano, and I was playing in the dark, and I was feeling like I don't want to play anything I wrote. I don't want to play anything anybody wrote. I just want to play music, some sad chords. That'll feel good. So I kind of started out like this. And that went on for a while. And for some reason, I was very, I just was repeating it, and it felt good. And so then I started to sing a little bit, but I didn't want to think about words. I just wanted it to feel good. So this is what happened next. Before the night was over, I had written a whole song. And it just sometimes happens like that. Most of the time, you have to really squeeze it out of you, but there are those special moments when you just, it just kind of tumbles out, and this is one of those songs. And the next morning, I woke up, and I had a little slight headache, and I lay there in bed, and I thought, did I write a song last night? I think I did. So I ran downstairs, and sure enough, it was there, and I did that for a while, because it was so exciting to me. And then I went on and recorded the song, but we were trying to figure out what we should call it, and I had a lot of suggestions, but in the end, I wanted to call it what kind of inspired it in the first place, which is just that kind of internal ache, so it's just called Uwo.
Wasn't it the pain that brought us together? And wasn't it the heartache that brought me to you? Wasn't it the look that you saw in my eyes that told you I knew you'd been through? Warm at night, wasn't it the hunger that made us one more? Wasn't it the hurt that made it easier to forget the things we both left behind? 'Cause I've been hiding all my life, and I've been trying. Just me, I can't keep it together. What if it's too much for me to take? What if I want you just to walk away from all the pain we have both been through? 'Cause I've been hiding all my life, and I've been trying to keep me safe, but I've been healing. I've been thinking I am
Thank you. We're going to do one more song for you tonight, and you have so much good music ahead of you, so I just want to thank everybody that put this on for having us, and also all of you guys for being such a great audience, for listening, and thank you. It means a lot. So we're going to leave you with one last song, and it's kind of a fun one to play, and it's called I Wrote the Book. I have CDs available. I don't know where they are, but wherever CDs are, that's where they are. They're back there. So if you want to come, and when we're finished with this, I'm going to go back there, so I'd love to say hi. So if you want to come say hello, that would be awesome. Okay, thank you.
Here, baby, and it's cold. I'm writing recipes for growing old. I'm growing old, old meaning alone. Come on, baby, and pick up the phone, 'cause there's a pain in my heart. It's been with me. Cold, I'm writing recipes for growing old. I'm growing old, old meaning alone. Oh, come on, baby, and pick up the phone, 'cause there's a pain in my heart. It's been with me through the ages, and I'm walking around with a very old. My heart, why don't you unlock it? I
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you.